Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my blinking chums. How's it going? It's my dad wrote up one of the footnotes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, dear.
Hi, James.
Hi.
How are we?
Yeah, good. It's just been a week dominated by the bottom flannel, really. Hashtag bottom flannel has gone global.
I've had so many texts. Was it us? Was it our bottom flannel?
Oh, why? How many houses with bottom flannels have you visited?
Apparently, loads of people had bottom flannels.
My friend Jenny, bottom flannel too.
There you go.
She was like, we're those people.
The bottom flannel brigade.
It's not a thing. It is not a thing.
But does that mean there's a face flannel? So many, people have so many flannel questions.
I know. I don't know what it means. I guess the fact that they shared the bottom flannel.
I don't. We're going over ground that we'll never know the answer
Big
to.
Big families, do you know what I mean?
Individual ones, you'd have to replace them constantly. Like,
why? They're going to wear away. It's not acid down there.
I know, but how many times can you use a bottom flannel?
You're already in the bath / shower. You're not, you know.
I thought it was on the sink.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
And of course, this week we discovered a lot about Belinda's backstory as well.
We did indeed. Typhoid crockery holdings got a mention in the
actual
book. Also, her small primary school and slightly larger secondary school.
Yeah, with higher ceilings. Yes, of course.
And the University of London. So I thought it's only fair to give the listeners what they want. I have with me, guys, Belinda's CV.
Oh my God. There's been whisper of this.
So my dad sent me this a while ago. Still not entirely sure why.
Imagine the formatting.
Oh, can you imagine the formatting?
The formatting's a treat.
It's going to be all over the shop.
Has he downloaded a special CV app, do you think?
No, I can guarantee.
He's barely used a word processor.
I can confirm he hasn't. And so much of it just says N-A, 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 N-A.
That's like half a page of nothing.
Not applicable. Not applicable.
What's
not
the
applicable.
Question?
He's decided on the question too. So he's invented a question for her that's NA.
Relevant skills, NA.
Previous experience, N fucking A.
Character development, NA. So from looking at it, this is the CV that she used to get the job at Steels.
Oh, I see. This is the golden ticket.
Yeah, this is the information that Tony was so impressed by that he gave her an interview and then the job.
I can only assume he got one CV. No one has to compare it with.
And he's just woken up from a coma. This is all he's ever seen.
So what category are the NAs for?
They're under professional accomplishments.
Oh, that seems about right.
Okay, right. So should we go through this CV?
Yeah, we're going to learn some tricks of the trade of how to get a big job.
So the first thing, which is a good skill in CV writing, is her name is very large at the top. Belinda Blumenthal.
So that should be at least a point, what, 22?
No, it's 72. Go 70. Big.
Go big or go home. Do you want this job or not?
Yeah, I feel like she needs to fill most of the page with her name because there's so little else to put on it.
But also, that's the important thing, isn't it? When they call you back, they're just going to need to know your name to tell you you got the job. Do you know what I mean?
She's the queen of pots and pans, so they already know who she is.
She doesn't have a mobile, so she can't even put a mobile number on it.
Oh my God, she doesn't even have a mobile.
Has there ever been Belinda sent a text or Belinda WhatsApped Bella?
No, you're so right. She's got a pager though, no?
She's got a pager and a fax machine.
But the fax machine's at Steels.
It's not portable, famously.
No, but she doesn't work there yet on this CV.
Oh God, yeah, you're right.
So, Belinda Blumenthal.
Great start.
In bold. Objective. Semicolon.
Oh, Christ.
to have a fantastic job and earn lots of money.
Fuck me.
Oh, God.
Alice, it's in a point 24.
I dread to think.
It'd be in the bin now if it were me. That'd be it. I'd be like, semicolon and ridiculous objective. No, thank you.
I'd be intrigued, I think.
Personal statement.
Oh, no.
It's 1.5 lines long.
Oh, my.
My ideal job would be running the sales operation in a multi-million pound organisation in the British pots and pan sector.
Pan?
No one's ever dreamed of that job. Also, not a personal statement. This is still the objective, surely.
But what? So the objective she just thinks is like an objective in life. Like, she's not even limited that really to work.
Yeah.
And then this line is so specific that it can only really apply to one job.
But so specific, yet so vague.
However, it is specific. Like, they say you've got to tailor your CV to each job, which it sounds like she's done in this case.
So there'd be another one that says, I want to be like a rampant sexual individual within any sector.
I want to work for a company that sounds like a disease, you know. Each job has a different...
Okay, we've got to the professional accomplishments. 2008 to 2011.
So hang on, how old would she have been? She was 29.
That's graduation, isn't it? Yeah. Roughly.
Probably about
so when
21.
Were these books written? 2015?
Yes, which would mean, and which is when she was 29. Although she's still 29, 2 years on. She's like Maggie Simpson. let's say she's 21.
So 2008, 2011. Graduate trainee with Harold's of Knightsbridge.
Oh, that's just round the corner, isn't it? From Forster's.
Yes. No wonder she knew that part of town.
What did she do there?
Why does Rocky only know two places? He knows near Heathrow and Knightsbridge.
Also, Harold's again.
Harold's.
I mean, if you get...
Harold.
If you're escaping a lawsuit, try harder. So she's the graduate trainee with Harold's of Knightsbridge, learning on the job with responsibility for retail sales of kitchenware and leather goods.
Oh, brilliant. And learning on the job, which is what you hope every employee would do.
Sorry, so they've got knives, forks and spoons and leather jackets. I don't understand.
Yeah, just, you know, your chaps and your leather flat caps.
I've heard about diversifying, but that seems a bit too far.
Well, James, you're not a business expert, no offence. So just leave it to the pros, yeah?
Leave it to Harold.
Harold's, I think it's plural.
No, he's Harold Alfayette. So, learning on the job with responsibility for retail sales of kitchenware and leather goods.
It's a good start.
It's a great start.
But guys, successfully completed the course and appointed to head of swimwear.
Swimwear?
That's another department you wouldn't expect to have.
Leather swimwear.
We got your wooden spoons. We got...
We got your bikinis.
We got your leather iPad covers. And we got your one pieces. Swimwear would be an area that Belinda would be good at though, right? The skimpier, the better.
To be fair.
Oh, my God. She better keep those gusset protectors in. Jesus.
Oh, they make me feel so sick.
Hang on, what?
Those plastic sort of panty liners that are clear that sit in the groinal region of a swimsuit. Swimwear.
So if you try it on in the shop,
yeah,
you don't, like, soil it, I guess?
But then your bits rub against the plastic, so everybody's bits rub against the plastic.
It's like the bottom flannel.
Oh, my God. Honestly, it's worse.
It's a Petri dish.
In many ways, you should probably have an STI check if you've ever tried on a swimsuit anywhere.
So next up, 2011 to 2013. Sales manager at Typhoid Crockery Holdings. In the southeast of England.
Wonderful. Generally, you'd give the city, but I like that she's just been pretty vague with that. So.
Well, maybe it's another regional thing, like the regional sales managers. Yeah, it will be. She's a sales manager. She's the regional. So for this, she was a regional sales manager.
She's an RSM.
That's why she's so in the know about it.
Increased sales volumes by 125% over my 3-year tenure.
What did she have to do that?
It's a very impressive stat though, boys.
Do we think Belinda's behaviour now is unique to Steele's Pots and Pans, or she was up to this at Typhoid's.
Well, is it unique to Steele's in the sense that is that the atmosphere and the philosophy that they encourage and that they cultivate?
The culture.
The culture. Is that their culture, or is that at all the places that she's worked?
Yeah, I imagine it's all the places she's worked. Because it's not just the company. Anywhere she goes, she has sex with anyone. It's not just at Steele's.
Amsterdam, Belgium, Texas.
No one's shocked by it. And no. She's not always the one instigating it.
2013.
Good year for her, I imagine.
To present day.
Oh, hi.
Which I guess means 2015.
Right, yeah, because this is the CV she gave to Steele's.
Exactly. Okay. Regional sales manager.
Yes.
UK.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a region.
It's not a region.
With International Clothing, PTY.
PTY?
PTY.
Can
we Google PTY, please?
What was it? International Clothing?
International Clothing, PTY.
But is PTY like an LTD abrev?
I think it might be, but...
Doesn't it mean, like, properties, is it?
Oh, hang on. PTY refers to proprietary company, a business structure under Australian and South African law.
What are you talking about?
What? So she lived in Australia?
Or South Africa?
Hang on. Is she got that under her belt?
Hang on. Regional sales manager, UK, which would then make sense, with International Clothing, PTY, special responsibility for UK underwear range.
Back at pants, honest to God. But hang on.
Thongs. So she's...
Thongs?
She didn't apologise for
them. She didn't apologise for them.
So she worked in the UK for an Australian company called International Clothing.
That's exactly what it says on the tin.
PTY.
Oh my God, is that an international clothing piece?
But it could be South Africa. Why are you ignoring South Africa?
Well, hang on, Al. This wide-ranging job...
Wide-ranging?
It's just pants.
Saw me control 4 key account sales managers.
I bet she did.
And reporting back to our Australian HQ in Sydney.
Okay, fine, James. You got it.
Thank you. God, the bureaucracy of it all.
So she was in Sydney for what? At least 2 years, is it?
Well, she was the UK manager, but she must have gone over there for business.
So when we go over, are we going to be able to visit International Clothing's headquarters?
International Clothing PTY, please.
Hopefully.
So just so I'm clear... She was in charge of your thongs, your boxers, your briefs
right.
for an Australian company that sold in the UK.
Exactly. Like your Havaianas.
Right. Okay, sure. Another kind of thong.
And she says, sales of our beach and footwear have climbed 500% and underwear by 372%.
Well, she famously wasn't in charge of footwear, so she can't... specifically
she's,
underwear.
She's claiming that stat, isn't she? Very clearly says that she's there for underwear range. She's trying to flog that 500%.
She's such a slippery snake.
It's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And then the next thing, so this is where we get the NAs. NA, NA, NA.
That's it?
For the rest of her professional accomplishments, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then we get to employment history.
What the... Was that not her employment?
We just had
oh,
that.
Which is now just all of the above abbreviated.
For God's sake.
September 2008, graduate trainee, Harolds of Knightsbridge, London.
We know.
October 2011, sales manager, Typhoid Crockery Holdings, Canterbury.
It's not news.
June 2013 to present. Regional Sales Manager, UK, International Clothing, PTY, London.
We've established this. I mean, what's that bit for? Is it if you want to cut off the bottom? You know, like you pull a phone number off a poster?
It's perforated, that bit, yeah.
Education.
Oh my God, is that blank as well?
NA.
Graduation, June 2008. University of London. What do you think she studied?
Oh, my God. Well, business, I presume.
Business studies. Doesn't specify what she got, though. I'm thinking a third.
Oh, yeah, just put the degree. Don't put the
exactly.
quality.
Oh, I do that.
And the last thing we have is her references.
So that was all she put for schooling?
Education.
Those small and larger schools didn't get a mention.
Sure.
Except they might do in the references.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So we have some references. It says, references are available on request.
Request them immediately. Request them right now.
And here are the people that we could request if we so desire.
Oh my God, these names are going to be fucking amazing.
Strap yourselves in.
Oh my God. It's just going to be fantastic.
James Peterson.
Isn't he an author?
HR Department, International Clothing Australia.
Oh my God.
Norman Chongwi.
Norman what? Conga?
Conji.
Norman Chongwi.
Excuse me. Do it again.
Once more for the top.
What's wrong with feeling?
Norman Chongwi.
I don't know what you're saying.
University of London Business School.
Chongwi. Pass me the CV. Give me the CV.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to cry.
Norman Chongwi.
So, Norman T-O-G-U-I.
That's not a name.
Oh my God, it is the best name I've ever heard. Why is he called Norman?
Norman Chongwi. Right, I'm going on Facebook. I'm going to see if there's a Norman Chongwi.
Oh my God. Oh.
There's what, a billion people on Facebook?
Yeah.
Not one Norman Chongwi.
Why has he just put loads of letters together?
That's not his name.
And then the final reference is... Reverend Thompson.
A priest!
Oh, God, a reverend.
St. Alfred's Parish, Sevenoaks, England.
Whoa. I don't know if you should put a priest on there, Belinda, not the way you behave.
Oh, my God. So,
show of hands, would we employ her?
Oh, my God, yes, immediately.
No way. It would have chucked it in the bin at the very beginning when she put semicolon after objective.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing that into our lives. If anyone's writing a CV at the moment or applying for a job, I really hope that's helped.
Yeah,
that's some top tips there. Another lesson from Rocky.
Don't be afraid to have several pages attached that just say NA or maybe are just a much summarised version of what's on the first page.
Yeah. If you need to fill the page, just make the text really big.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to maybe just have one letter per page. So B, turn page E, turn page L. Oh my God.
There you go. Belinda's CV. We know it all now.
There'll be a new episode on Monday, so we can see all of that business acumen in action.
In the meantime, get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, you know where to get us. Thank you so much and see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.